Yeah, you must be baffled by what happened there. You could have been 3 or 4 up in the first half an hour and then lost 3.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't think it was a 4-2 game, but we looked as if we got a third, we might get an equaliser, but we can't give away goals like that. Three of them were, really, really poor from our point of view, individual mistakes. And the fourth in particular was a goal we see in Sunday football, you know, playing a high line and not in line, and when somebody's got time in the ball, and it's no defence splitting pass, it's just a lob over the top. But a lot I liked about it was going forward, and you know, we had 3 or 4 players that started the game that, due to the situation we're all in, that they've not trained at all, so it was good to get minutes into their legs. It's not how I want to treat this trophy, but at least now we get a full week's training to try and get some of these boys up to speed, and it's no rocket science. We do need a couple of players, particularly I'm hoping to add this week, but we'll see.
A bit of rustiness as well, like
a
couple of passes, a bit short.
Well, the pitch. Yeah. There was a bit of rustiness, but a lot of good play. But middle to front, a lot of good play, and you know, Rodden coming on, who's not actually done any training because of various things, and he's a big player for us, as you know. So there's a lot to be happy about, but we don't like losing 4 goals, and at least 3 of them were really, really preventable.
And with Brownlee being out injured as well, is it centre half of the year where we need to add to the squad?
Well, it already was. But you may need, well, yeah, I mean, it's no rocket science, of course. We feel Dan's the best centre-back in the league, and he's got a bad one, we think. We won't find out till Thursday, but, you know, I think that'll be months rather than weeks. Right.
Thanks, yeah. Cheers, guys. Cheers.